Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher Podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast. With the rise of online dating websites and apps, and a more open-minded culture, it's become harder to form deeper and meaningful connections. The culture enables shallow communication and a marketplace mentality that make people feel more like commodities. We can bring morality back to dating by looking to the times when people showed a reverence for the process and courtship was seen as a privilege, not a game. Now, not all old-fashioned formal courtship rituals are a good fit for our times, and some of them may seem conservative or even dramatic. But if we focus on the basic values they represent and adapt them to our preference and personality, we can add tenderness and authenticity to the process. In this episode, I share four old-fashioned courtship rituals we all could consider bringing back. Four old-fashioned courtship rituals we should bring back. The joining of two people to build a life together is woven deeply into the human spirit. The rituals that bring these unions into being have evolved over time and across cultures. At its core, love is an active choice to commit to another person, to form a unit to meet the pair's basic needs, food, shelter, safety, belonging, and possibly having children. On a higher level, it is about two people coming together to serve the evolution and growth of their souls. The ancient Greeks made this distinction when they defined different kinds of loves. Pragma, a long-lasting practical love, and agape, a spiritual and unconditional love, are two of them. To form soul-based agape connections, we need courtship rituals that allow us to dig deep into a person's character. With the rise of online dating websites and apps, and a more open-minded culture, it's become harder to do this. While having these tools has advantages, the downside is that it's made us feel lost and unworthy when it comes to finding love. Texting and social media have enabled shallow communication. The marketplace mentality of the dating world has made people feel like commodities more than people. In his book, The Road to Character, author David Brooks writes, "The consumer marketplace encourages us to live by utilitarian calculus, to satisfy our desires and lose sight of the moral stakes involved in everyday decisions. The noise of fast and shallow communications makes it harder to hear the quieter sounds that emanate from the depths." We can bring morality back to dating by looking at the times when people took dating seriously, when there was decency and reverence for the process, and courtship was seen a privilege, not a game. There used to be a blueprint that favored deeper love over relationships defined by gray zones. It was a time when people felt valued by their person of interest and not left guessing about where they stand in a relationship. That's not to say that everything was fine and dandy back in the day, relationships were anything but equal, with men having all the power and women treated as property. Women's economic dependency gave them minimal choice when it came to who they married. Arranged marriages to forge economic and political alliances were the norm. In some tribes, marriages happened through capture when men raided villages for wives. The old-fashioned courtship rituals on which people look back fondly are the ones from medieval and Victorian times, when romantic ideas of greater morality and higher virtues flourished. In medieval times, suitors wooed their potential loves with poetry and serenaded them with songs. Courting became an art form that people took delight in. Medieval chivalry was laced with romance, honor, and quaint gestures that expressed affection to their intended. The expression, knight in shining armor, found in romantic tales and stories, is inspired by the knights who embodied a chivalrous spirit towards women. Courting in the Victorian era became formal and required that certain prerequisites be met before marriage amongst the upper class. Once formally introduced, the gentleman who wished to escort a lady to her home would present his card to her. The lady would look over the options of potential suitors and choose her escort by giving him her own card. Most of the courting process happened at the girl's home under the vigilant eyes of her family and the presence of a chaperone. Now, not all these formal courtship rituals are a good fit for our contemporary times. A lot of us will find the Victorian approach long-winded, stuffy, and prudish, and medieval chivalry too dramatic and over-the-top. And that's okay. Instead, focus on the basic values they represent. Adapt these meaningful gestures to your personality and sensibility. What you want is to find authentic ways to demonstrate and profess your affections. This adds tenderness to the dating process. Here are four old-fashioned courtship rituals we all could consider bringing back. Number one, transparent and straightforward intentions. Modern dating has been reduced to mind games and strategy. We're told to play hard to get and avoid being too direct. While subtlety is important in the initial stages, it erodes trust in the long run. Back in the day, social rules made it essential for men to be honest about their intentions when courting a lady and be clear about whether or not they see a future with them. Now, it's an option for both sides. It's become a challenge to be open and transparent because we worry about looking too eager and needy when in fact it's a sign of confidence and good character. Number two, deep and intimate conversations. Dating apps and instant messaging have perpetuated rushed and shallow communication. The early stages of courtship are like a budding flower that takes its own time to bloom. Using this time to engage in deeper conversation to understand the other person's character, ambitions, and vulnerabilities nourish the growth of something beautiful. Back in the day, the getting to know you phase of a relationship wasn't rushed. It was savored by both sides because it was romantic, and it became the basis of physical intimacy. Number three, thoughtful and courteous gestures. Dating was once regarded as a special occasion. Both sides made an effort to put their best foot forward because they saw it as an honor. They knew that the most memorable gestures didn't have to be grandiose and over the top. Instead, it was the little things that carried meaning and significance. Buying a bouquet of fresh flowers, sending romantic notes and poems, Thoughtful compliments, opening doors, and hand kissing are still sweet and appreciated. Number 4, respect and good manners. An integral part of old-fashioned romance was having good manners. Saying please, thank you, sorry, and excuse me wasn't seen as a fussy formality. Interactions were made warm and personal by using names and smiling. Showing respect for boundaries and going at a pace both parties were comfortable with was important. Being late, missing texts, a condescending tone and attitude, and making a person feel like they are only one option among many were no-nos in the old school's courtship. The courtship process is like a dance. It might be clumsy in the initial stages, but if you're the right fit, you'll find that you gradually begin to synchronize. A graceful rhythm is established, and soon you'll find yourself reveling in the alchemy of your growing connection. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.